So you have money.
All right, cool. All right, it's your boy Dills.
It's your boy Liam.
Got Marcus in the cut, as always. What are you saying?
Good, man. How are you?
Got Boats in the back, chatting shit. Yeah, this guy flew in again from what country, Marcus?
He went to Costa Rica this time. Local.
Bro.
You don't speak about South America, bro.
Because you already done it here, man.
Criminal. You started.
You already done it here.
Like
you still,
it.
Do you know, we had to cut short before, yeah, but you still got experience to do. But we'll do a part two of your chronicles of how you just shagged it.
No, man, that's
and then we've got special guests. Hey, this guest, yeah. I've been trying to get this waste on for a long time. Yeah, I've been trying to get this.
I told you I was coming.
This guy on this show. Liam, have we been trying to get man. This guy? This is one of the legends. Yeah, it's one of the real legends that are coming in today. We've got Big Ish on the show, man.
I believe you as well when you say that.
Yeah, no, this is one of the this is a special episode. Thank Do you know you, like bro. On Breakfast Club when they say special? This is a real special episode. This
Thanks
is
for having me, man.
What are you saying? How you feeling?
Nah, I'm alright, man.
Are you ready today?
Yeah.
Do you know there's no lying today as well? It's just with the man.
I don't lie. Man can vouch. Oi, man can vouch. I don't lie.
Cool. Saying that. Marcus, how you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. I'm in a good mood. I'm just ready to get into this.
With your church clothes. You better be feeling good, fam.
I come for work, you know. Isaiah, you lot have started.
Yeah,
of course. Oh, hey,
Lou. Lou, what you saying, man?
I'm good. I'm happy to see you, Shay.
Yeah, no, this is amazing.
What are you telling me, Lim?
No, what are you telling me?
That's a real
what are you
question,
telling
man.
Me today?
It's a real question.
Take it every day as it comes.
All right, cool. We're supposed to talk about this before, yeah, but fuck it, man. We might as well get straight into it, yeah, because I know this guy, boss. I know you wanted to get into it, yeah.
About what?
I know you wanted to get into it. Kiki Palmer. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know you wanted to get into it, yeah. Let's go straight into it. Let's talk about that before we get into the rest, and then we've got other things, yeah. But all right, cool. So, break down the backstory of how it went.
Shout out Kiki Palmer. Bro, I'm preying it on Twitter, bro.
Set the scene.
So basically, like, I'm trying to imagine it from my point of view. Like, if I took my girl out, and let's just say, like, she saw, who's like some guy here, like,
Shatawale.
That I got.
This guy. Like who? Shatawale. Fredo.
No, like, UK, I would just say someone like
Dave or someone.
Yeah, like Tion Wayne or something.
Yeah.
But that's too close to home. That's not really Usher type of thing though. Because if my girl moves mad over Tion Wayne, she's moving mad. That's
hey, what are you doing? Wait, I tell you, we support your music. And so man is a big fan.
Like a big celeb in this country.
Yeah, like I don't know who to compare it to.
Like a baller, a footballer or something. Anything.
Yeah, for your footballer. Sancho.
But my girl's not, she won't be into football.
Sancho.
Man says Sancho, get out of here, man.
Bro, that's a libertine star, you know?
Because Usher's like a legend, bro. We all listen to him.
Craig David.
He would take your girl.
Legend as well, you know?
Fuck it. Let me just say Usher was my girl's, like, when she was young. What did he say?
Lamar.
Cool. Let me just say, like, Usher. Right, cool. My girl listened to Usher when she was young. She's a big fan. Me personally,
you got used to this girl as well, yeah.
What do you mean?
You got a kid with her.
This guy.
Right, go on.
But Kiki Palmer, she got you.
Yeah.
So we got to set the scene properly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Me personally, if I had a youth with a girl. And she went on stage. She did. Were they already on stage?
No, he came to her. He came to her with the single. But carry on.
Is it? I ain't seen the vid.
You ain't seen
it. Oh, you ain't seen it?
You see me, I'm so off the internet.
Yeah.
Someone just played to me this video.
Basically, Usher was doing a show.
Yeah.
And Kiki Palmer was just like vibesing.
Yeah.
And he came to her and like, she was grinding on him. And that.
Bro, she was doing it all, man. For a girl that's like married, technically, she was doing too much.
Bro, and her dress as well. Oh. Bro, you can see her cheeks.
Mm. Oh, it's out.
Yeah, bro, you can see her cheeks.
Let me see the vid.
I saw you.
Like, you can sort of see her cheeks. And what was Asher doing? Like, Asher just,
bro,
like,
he was
serenading her, innit?
Yeah.
She was singing to her and she was dancing.
Okay.
And then basically.
Was it like? How was it?
It was mad. For a girl that just had a you, and has a known guy, it's mad.
For a girl that has a partner, it's wrong. Yeah, it's forget mad. Everything else. You got someone there, innit? I know he's a celeb, but carry on.
Like, I'm thinking, bro, like, my girl can dance. Like, if she's a big fan of Usher, my girl can dance with, you know what I'm saying, with Usher. But not, like the way she was moving,
it was a bit too.
She's moving mad.
She's too into it,
and that's my problem. And the, and her dress as well. Number one, if you see the dress, bro, her cheeks is out and all of that. Yeah, yeah. So
I don't know about that, but yeah,
I don't. How does she?
Yeah.
Because all right, so look, this is what happened afterwards. Yeah, her boyfriend, the guy, must have went on Twitter, and basically drew her out. That's when I think that's wrong.
Said you're a mother.
He said you're a mother. Why are you doing that?
Yeah, but that's the only thing.
You live with her though.
But now,
imagine you're in the same bed with her.
His head is hot.
That's a private conversation.
That was wet. I don't rate that.
That's the only thing. That's the only thing he did wrong.
Yeah, social media taking it. But he's definitely right for drawing her out though.
Yeah, but you don't have to. That's your girl.
They could have had that.
Yeah.
That could have been like behind the scenes.
She embarrassed him in front of pretty much the world, though.
Yeah, but then you don't embarrass yourself.
He embarrassed himself, though.
That's true.
You don't embarrass yourself. That's what you don't do.
It's just that at that point, he's not in the right mental space.
His head's gone, though.
When you see that, when you see your girl doing that, he's seeing these girls fucking.
Seeing red,
That's what he's seeing. They're beating, bro. They're beating. That's what it is to him.
Bro. No Twitter's mad. These girls on Twitter just chat so much shit, fam. They were like, oh. Obviously, she's more of a high status than the guy, innit?
Yeah.
These girls are like, oh, this guy's broke. He can't tell her what to do.
Oh, like that.
You know girl already, though, man.
They're like, this guy's just chilling at home. He needs to look after the youth.
The first attack on the bank account.
They just attacked Donnie for just saying, I don't want my girl out here.
You know,
that's what it basically is. They attacked him for saying, I don't want my girl out here.
Yeah.
I don't like my girl out here. And they said, shut up, Brokey.
That's basically what they told us.
Yo, no. Or you're immature, or you're insecure.
They want to hit you where it hurts straight away.
Yeah, straight away.
I'm telling you.
So then this guy was just, the girls are just finishing this guy, saying this guy, he's broke. He shouldn't be telling her what to do. She can do, like, if you're the breadwinner, that's when you can do what you want. And then some guy from Nigeria said, so that means David will go scot-free. Because
it's true.
My man.
Week before.
Bro, like the week before, you saw David's thing. Oh, this guy is not.
I'm not on the internet, bro. Okay, he's got me.
Amman's watching Arsenal ladies. He's watching Arsenal ladies,
bro. Let me talk to you about life, yeah. Bro, let me talk to you about life. Get off the internet, bro.
Respect.
I'm telling you.
He's right.
Just killing your mind.
He's right.
You're right.
You need some time of day to be away from it. That's I'm not really on it like that. I don't see these things.
No, but with the internet, it's what you take in, though.
It's what you take in.
Something like that, I ain't going to take
in. That's true. That's a bunch
of bullshit.
That's true.
No, but you know here's your manager.
It's a bunch of bullshit, bro.
Here's your manager.
Current events.
Yeah, here's your manager. We have to come to defense when man are getting drawn out for no reason. Yeah. Not for no reason, but. He didn't deserve this.
Yeah, he didn't deserve it.
I hear what you're saying. I'm definitely with you. I didn't know what this was. They cooked him up.
But the week before, all these girls are grilling Davido because basically my man beat some. He's married, isn't it? Davido's married.
Yeah.
And he beat some thing in America. And all these girls are just finishing this guy.
Oh, do you know what? I might have seen this.
Okay,
right. I might have seen that.
Saw that one, yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw that one.
Just grilling them, saying he's a scumbag, he's this, he's that. So then I'm thinking, bro, Davido's got peas, bro. Like, you see, when a man's got peas, bro, you can't tame a man.
You don't follow the same
peas,
rules,
bro.
Yeah, as a man.
Mm. So then they're coming on the internet saying this guy's broke for telling, basically, Keke Palmer's got more peas in it. Mm. So they're saying he can't say nothing to her.
We don't know that though.
She's got more peas than her. I would think so, but we can't speculate. I think she does though.
She's been working since she was at flipping 12, bro.
She's been in bad movies, bro, from young.
She 100% got more money than my man, fam.
But he just got a charge that. I don't know about no one's peas, bro.
He got a charge that one. He has to charge that. But as a man, yeah. Your household, you gotta rule it. Yeah, you gotta rule it somewhere. You can't, bro. Me personally,
he's gotta regulate it.
Do you know my whole thing? Yeah,
yeah.
The dressing, I can't. I'm not that hurt over that.
Bro, her cheeks are out.
Why can't she come out and say sorry?
Why can't she come out and say sorry?
Bro, sorry for what? Mama deactivated his thing. You got cut so much.
Nah, she was milking it.
They buried him into the ground.
She was taking a piss.
And now she's still on tour.
Bro, see, I don't know.
This is where she went wrong.
He's done.
Bro, she made a t-shirt.
Yeah.
She's on stage in that performance. Like, she's taking the piss. But with the clothing, I don't mind what she was wearing, innit? Because your missus, what she wears is her, and you saw her in the house.
Simp.
Yeah. I'm not simping. You saw her in the house. Why didn't you say something then? You saw her in the house.
You can't say that.
Why
no,
not?
No. It's just like, what? You saw in the house, you didn't say something, or you said something. She
remember, yeah? You see niggas like you.
It don't really mean that, Marcus.
If I said something and you did that, you still, you know, over.
And Marcus, you see niggas like you, yeah? This is what you have to remember, yeah?
Niggas like who?
You see, when you wife a girl, yeah, she represents you. You know that.
Yes.
My girl can't be going out there with her cheeks. Right, that doesn't make sense.
Saw her before she went on stage with Usher Raymond.
You don't know that though.
Huh?
You know that.
That's the only benefit of the doubt I'm giving it. Maybe not. Else, man. Maybe not. Yeah, but if you else. Did, don't come online and start saying, "Oh my God, why are you wearing that?" She walked past you at home. She said, "Bye, I'm going out," and you didn't say nothing. Why are you come see on the internet for?
It's more likely he didn't see the outfit, man.
If you didn't see it, and you, obviously, yeah, then that's different.
He saw it, and she told him, "Shut up, man."
That's dead, because that's different. That's a different realm, because you can't talk to me like that, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true,
bro, that's what I'm saying. You know this money thing, yeah?
It's mad bro, at me, you know?
I ain't saying nothing, yeah? But if your girl owns, this guy's trying to search the cheeks. If your girl owns, if she owns as more than you, it's techie, that's what I'm saying.
It's not techie. But the fact that she's got more bread than you, she thinks she can. She's now talk, you're on the same level.
Always, because girls,
that's how it's gonna be. But wait,
it's always gonna be like
if you're taking care of what you need to take care of as the man.
Look at him.
What do you mean, look at him?
Nah.
You be drowning.
Because the girl, wait, let me.
My guy. All right, go on.
You know girls, when they get something material, they make it their whole personality. A girl will get a car, all of a sudden, she can't drive. She can't go anywhere.
Yeah, she can't date guys that walk.
Eh? She can't date guys that walk.
Yeah.
How dare you have an Oyster card? You know what I mean? When a girl gets money, it's over. Or she gets a good job. That's her whole life.
Done.
But guys are more natural with it, innit?
Yeah.
I hear that, what you're saying, but if I'm in the house and I'm taking care of what I need to take care of, no way can you chat shit to me. What are you going to call me? Broke? Borrow me then. If I'm broke, borrow me. Or shut up. Or leave me. Come on, man. Anyway.
If she's making more than you, you got to pattern the finances.
Pattern the house.
The house and stuff has to be under your name. But still, I still feel like she could turn around and be like,
that would just be bullying. That would just be straight bullying. If you're sitting there and the light's on, the gas is on, and she just says, "Brokey," and she just broke. That's just bullying.
You're bullying, yeah.
Hey, Brokey, go and make me toast now. That's all just bullying. That's when you have to think, I need to leave this relationship. I understand.
Start thinking about it.
But yeah,
me personally,
bullying.
I can't. Do you know what it is, I know how girls be, man. Me personally, I can't. Like, it's not like I can't, but I just won't put myself in that situation.
I hear that.
Because, bro, I know how women are, bro. Man's not. I'm not gonna do that, bro. No way.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah, I just think if like there's gonna be one time they're just gonna violate. It's like a guy living in a girl with a house. You can be paying all the rent.
Yeah.
You can be paying all the rent. That day when she turns around and says, "Get out of my house."
It's ownership. That's
Thank
the thing.
You.
Yeah, it's still ownership. Yeah,
you know
that's
happened bare time.
Oh, come on.
Man them that live with their girls.
That's on
a thin line.
One on one. She doesn't need you there. Yeah. The house was there before you came there. So she doesn't need you there.
Ish, would you live with a girl and she owns the house?
You're thinking too long.
Yeah,
it's done. You're done.
I know you would. That's
why
I asked you.
That's how you took long.
That's
how
I asked you.
Why the
hell? Bro, are you alright?
Like you live with her straight. Like you move your bags in there. You're a daka.
That's my job, bro.
Okay.
Wait. Would you though?
Yeah. Why not?
Like it's her yard,
bro. Why not? Tell me why you wouldn't.
How about that? No, you can't leave this man in this position.
Why would you?
You're dependent on.
Then you're not patterned. Then you're not patterned. I'll be patterned, bro. I'm patterned.
No.
You have a plan B then.
I'm telling you, that's different. If I'm living there,
First of all, hold on. If you're patterned, you wouldn't be there.
No. You might just want to live with her.
Unless you left your crib.
Nah. You can't say that, bro.
Say it right.
You mean that though?
Yeah, I know what we mean, but I don't know what they get.
If you're patterned, why would you need to live with her, bro? You got your own thing.
I don't look at it like that. She needs to come to you. I look at it as if I'm living with her, I will be patterned in that yard, bro.
I'm looking at it as if I'm paying for bar and everything.
Bro, listen to me. Limit saying to me, you're going to be on a thin line in that yard. You can't put your things in certain places. Bro, I will be patting that. If I'm living there, that's my yard as well.
I'm looking at it a bit different. I'm looking at it as in I can choose not to live with you. Yeah. But I'm choosing to live with you, but I can live somewhere else. That means I'm looking after
myself.
That
don't make sense.
What do you mean doesn't make sense?
That don't make sense.
There's guys that have nowhere to go,
bro,
and still choose to move in with a woman. Are you crazy? I'll sleep in a bin. Anyway, carry on.
Bro, look, it's all I'm saying, yeah? Like, but, let me say it. Thin line in terms,
bro.
Imagine, you don't own nothing there. You don't really own nothing there,
not
brother.
Shit.
You don't
her name's
own
on
nothing.
The documents,
there.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if she tells you to get out, you can't tell her no.
That's brilliant. Her name's on the dog. That's brilliant, bro.
Bro, she tells you to get out, you can't say no. You can't say no. What are you gonna say? She's something to
girl. He's never saying nothing now.
She's like literally. Your bags are on the
ground. You can never be in that position. I'm sorry.
Bro, she's like, take a PS5 and get out.
I'll have a plan B.
Before, exactly. That's what I mean by you can live with girls, you got a plan B.
Bro, you're not at ease. Like
you won't be at ease, of course not.
You know some man is not on edge, bro.
Hey, wait, bro, let me say, you know certain man, yeah? Cause they own the yard, yeah, they can cheat. Yeah.
Thank you.
The girl finds out and they're living together still. Because the girl can't tell
her to cut.
All she can do is throw a tantrum. It's his house.
Bro, if you cheat, yeah. Bro, that Insta, the DMs, she saw it by mistake. She saw Shaniqua, like, yeah, how was Shaniqua, the... Bro. Yeah.
What a name.
You get a text. And get out of my house. There's no explanation.
I paid last month's rent. Nah.
Get out of my house. Swear what can you say?
Like that. It's my house, man.
To run it back to mummies.
Yeah, I hope we change your mind.
Your bags, man.
That's the
only way I'll justify living with a woman is if you know you can go somewhere. As in your own place or back to mum's.
Yeah.
That's the only way I'll justify it. But in terms of
back to mum's, man, my own place, bro.
Your own place.
Yeah.
No, obviously, but you would want to do that, though.
You'd want to go back.
You know, mum's.
But if I got my own place, I wouldn't even want to live. I'll just come and see her, bro.
But I hear it.
True, but maybe
I'm not trying to put women in a power that power dynamic, bro. No way, bro. That's when they start taking the piss. They start, bro. You know women.
If I know I got somewhere to go, if you kick me out of this place, I'm not gonna follow any rules. I'm gonna do what I want, respectfully.
Exactly. That's how you want to live, bro. That's how you want to live. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because she'll be in that dynamic where I got the power over you. I can't do what I want. You always got to be, you got like chip on your shoulder. And I'm not trying to live like
that. She knows that you can't go anywhere. She start bullying you and that. Go and make me talk. Hurry up, man. You don't want
to say that loud out. You have to ask.
Yeah.
You have to ask to play out.
she's going to be asking you, where you going? Where you going?
Yes.
Just telling you, if you don't come back by this time,
the doors are locked. You're not getting in. I'm going to bed.
That's crazy.
She's telling you, mark it on the wall.
Bro, you're gonna be in a club or whatever. You're gonna be high out. Yeah. You're gonna get a text. What time are you coming back? Because the doors are gonna be locked. I don't know how you're gonna get in though.
This is my house. We don't live like this. Especially if she's an older thing as well. You're finished.
Older. Oh, because she will be even more regimented.
So grumpy.
She's more militant.
She's just grumpy.
More militant. Yeah, she'll be more militant.
It was a young thing. I enjoyed
wearing a nightdress and just go in bed and locking the doors. Nah.
I must
say the nightdress.
Let's not do this, man. I rather that than if it was a young thing, then.
Yeah, you can violate. I shut up, man.
Because a certain man violate. There's a lot of guys violating.
Yeah, man,
young.
Violate the young.
How
team,
young? Let me have a picture of you.
No, wait. I'll get back to your answers, because there's a lot of man violating young things, yeah?
Yeah.
Like we saw, yeah. Did you not see that guy that was saying that young things give blows better than.
I see that.
What's
I got a question for you.
Bro, he's a madman. Those. How you there? No, wait. It's two. This guy was hitting his chest ish. He was like, yo, they're giving. Bro, he's a madman.
Bro, he needs to sort his life out, bro.
It's that video of his dad.
His dad just coming.
Telling him to bounce, bro.
See what happens when you live in someone's house. What can happen? Anyway.
Yeah, guys, it's what
what's so cool, man?
Yeah.
What's the lowest you'll go?
What do you mean?
With a thing, what's the lowest? What's the lowest age?
24, 25, 23. That gap.
23.
Yeah, 23.
You're not older than me now.
Yeah, 23.
Right, I'd probably go about 21, 22.
Yeah, that's calm.
What's that from your age? Well, don't be your age, but 6 years, 5 years, 4 years. What do you think is acceptable? Mm.
The age you said was calm. Yeah, that's calm. Right. Yeah.
About that.
But
21, 22.
All I'm saying, do you know when man say that? Yeah.
Low is scary.
Do you know when man say? You know when man say that? Yeah. All I'm saying, yeah.
Man, I'm scared, isn't it?
There's dads.
Yeah.
There's dads out here.
10 years plus.
There's dads out here. Yeah.
It's different over there.
There's 18-year-olds. They are.
Yeah. Like you said, higher.
They are.
Bury them uncles are out there, man.
But his uncles.
I don't get twisted.
They beat the age restriction charges.
There's man out there.
Yes. Yes.
Bro.
I beat the charges. That's it.
Don't get twisted. You know there's man out there being 18-year-olds. They don't get like, bro, you like moving mad.
As long as they know they can't get bagged. They'll be.
Bro, but there's guys our dad's age.
They don't care.
Beat the charge.
People older than him.
The charge, though.
be in the
charge. As long as they know,
they're outside.
As long as they know, I can't get bagged for this, they'll press. That's what you need to know.
That's how, saying,
that's
I
how
mean,
they think.
As long as they know that this age, I can't get bagged.
Them man that are shitting on girls in Dubai, do you think they're 70s in 60s? They're shitting on little girls. Do you think they care? They know they can't get bagged for it.
All of that's nuts. I remember that first came to light.
Yeah. Toilet babe.
I couldn't believe these instincts.
That's when it came to that, just selling your soul. Like what is it really worth?
That's absolutely nuts.
But that's the world. That's the world that we're going to, fam.
Yeah, that's what we're going to. We're there, we're here, man.
We've been there.
Look what people are doing for the baggage.
It's crazy.
What price is on your head?
Huh? Huh?
What did you say?
What price is on your head?
Nothing's on my head, bro. That's a pause. That's a why, bro.
That is a why.
That was a little. I want to see if he's gonna slip. I say something stupid, fam. But now, fam, people are living crazy out here for the bag. Girls are doing anything to get ahead, fam.
Crazy, man.
But man, them are moving just as worse because it's their fault, fam.
It always goes back to man.
Leave the girls, fam. Yeah. We need to look at ourselves first and say why are we doing this.
Why are we moving crazy? The Nigerian uncles and Hayat.
They're the worst.
Nigerian
guys are the worst.
They fuck up the game. Nigerian guys, real man, supports you.
The things I hear that they do, like, it's crazy. Like, I see some girl the other day on Twitter. She's like, oh, some Nigerian guy saw her at O2 or some shit like that, and he bought her and her friend a bag for like 11 bags.
What?
And the guy just bust out. Like, bro, why did you do that? Because now this bitch is gonna thinking. Like, she's gonna be thinking,
this is what they did, bro.
You just dipped out like,
they do that all the time. They do it in clubs though. They'll buy your bottle and just not even talk to
you. Bro, in her head, she thinks that I deserve.
It's just some joke, man. To a regular guy and think that, where's my 11 bag?
That's what I'm saying. You see most of these things, yeah, that these girls have, like, the man them give them, it's just false. It's a false attention and false things.
Pretense,
just fucks up their head, bro. And now, a normal guy, she's gonna be putting pressure on you, bro.
I feel bad for that age group because they live in Disneyland, you know what I mean? Because that shit's happening to them. But as they get older, that's gonna slow down.
Oh, they know that it's not reality, bro.
It's just gonna hit them. So it's sad. But it always goes back to the Sims, man.
That's what I'm saying. Sims fuck up the world.
They're messing up. Look,
me personally.
Bro, you put him.
No.
Why did you put him? He put it at
me.
When he said it, I saw him point.
Why did you put him?
No, because we're gonna really educate you. I have these discussions with you, but I don't think you really understand how mad they affect the world.
Sims fuck up the world.
I don't think you understand.
Think of everything wrong in the world. I can link it back to a simp. I'm not even exaggerating. Everything that's evil in the world, I'll link it back.
Mother's life.
I'm telling you. It's mad. They're fucking up everything. Mm-hmm. They're messing it all up.
Have you ever spoke to like an average thing? And you'd be like, nah, this girl won't act up. You're like, or like, she's moving bougie or like, just moving a certain way, like, how the fuck can you move like this?
Yeah,
that's deep, man.
Oh, you think it's her fault?
I hear it. I hear what you're saying.
It's so serious, man, isn't it?
I hear it.
No, because it's a serious topic, you know?
She was a baby mom, though. But she tried to be mad with me. She couldn't do that. I cut out.
Oh, she didn't move mad with you?
No, she tried. To.
But why do you think that is?
I said, bro, that's not running. I can't run.
Why do you think that is?
See, if Kevin said you spoke about that situation.
That's what I'm trying to...
I hear what you're saying.
It's always Manum's fault.
No more. Rest in peace.
Man.
It's always Manum's fault. So imagine, average things, they move mad.
Yeah.
So imagine the girls that is over.
Mm-mm. No, you're right.
And it always links back to simps. I hate simps, bro. They fuck up the game. They fuck up everything.
The game, the economy, everything.
Everything, bro. They make it all over.
Big man thing, bro.
Bro,
me personally, I hate them, bro. Like, with a passion.
Yeah.
Man thing.
We was having that discussion the other day with one of the mandem, and then he was saying how he's a simp. He's a convicted simp, yeah.
He knows, and he still has that guy.
He still has to like come out of his simpness. Because the way he said the other day, I was like, yeah, he haven't changed, man. He was talking about
he still did the same things.
Same things, right? I was like, yeah, this guy. Remember,
same so crap.
He still did
the
same
things, bro.
And he was like, fam, I say whatever. Remember when he was like, you were there. He was like, I say whatever.
That man that have no rules.
He said, I say whatever it takes to get that. Yeah.
He said, I love you.
Bro, that's what he said.
I love you.
He said, to build that illusion in their head, this guy's very sick with it. He said, to build that in their head, he said, I'll say what I need to say.
You see that God will punish you directly, you know. You're saying that shit to girls to beat.
Like, that's what certain men say. Like, they say to girls, I love you, in order to beat.
To press.
It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, nah, you can't be doing that.
Oh, guys do
man
that.
Man, say that, bro.
Guys do that.
Nah, man, do that.
That's absolutely insane.
Man, say that. They say I love you.
Like, they're ragging the thing and they're saying, I love you.
That's crazy.
Don't mean that shit for fucking shit.
That's crazy.
That's what you're doing.
Ish, don't do that. Please, man, don't do that.
Yeah, you seem quiet though. That.
Yeah, bro, is that what you're doing? Could you keep it quiet over there?
I've never done that.
Hey, sure, what's the question I asked when I come in here? I said, yeah, hey, do you know out all the girls that you lot been with, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I'm a virgin.
Awesome.
How much of them, yeah? You like, what did I say? How did I say it?
Like, do you want me to say it how you said it?
Yeah, go on.
How many have you, like, been a missionary with and looked at them and been like,
this girl's beautiful?
Like, yeah. Like, she's actually beautiful.
Because it comes to a bigger conversation, but go on.
What's the number?
What's the number?
Like, three, you know?
Yeah, that was
low, man.
Yeah.
I'm not bagging average things, though, but I'm just saying.
No, I'm saying that.
The beautiful ones.
It's going to go to a wider conversation. How much, Marcus? Well,
yeah, not, man.
Like, all of them were beautiful.
See? You might be a sip, bro.
Because look, this comes to my other, because this guy was trying to say, yeah, like I was talking about one girl, yeah, and I was like, bro, she's beautiful, yeah. And this is him, but she don't have a back. I was like, bro,
who said that?
If it's a quick chop, you don't really care about. That's when you care about the back,
bro.
But if it's like,
what beats a beautiful face?
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
Nothing. A beautiful back. Yeah, nothing.
Nah, nothing.
Because this guy is nothing, saying, bro. His wife, mandatory, has to have a back. That's what
she
saying.
Can be a dead thing.
That's what
she can't be a dead thing, but she has to have a back.
Hey, I didn't know you cared about backs. Huh?
I'm guardian. I inherently care about backs.
But let me say one thing though. There has to be like
something
to play with, man.
No, something
to play with.
And you know her.
She actually does have something to play with. So
no, I'm trying to say, look, imagine, yeah, it's just dead gorgeous in the face, yeah. That she's buff. Would you really care about the back?
I don't think you would, man.
No, but this guy was like, but she don't have a back.
I don't think you would.
What you
talking about?
I think you can overlook it.
He was like, she don't have a back. This limb, she don't have a back.
No, I wasn't even.
She don't have a back.
I forgot how pretty she was in her face.
No, you didn't, man.
I did.
The thing I'm gonna say about face and back is think of your kids, innit, if you're going to.
That's when you're in a relationship with her, though.
Yeah, exactly. But if I'm talking a straight exhibition match, are you going to care about her face? Are you going to care every day? Every exhibition match, are you going to care about her face? You're not.
Like, if you're talking about wifeable, bro, I'm looking at face.
Of course, wifeable, but I'm talking about exhibition.
No, you said you don't care. You said your wife, the back has to be.
This thing's funny, you know?
You know, Kaka, I'm belonging to you. That's what he's doing. Bro, I'm saying, bro.
That's great.
Like, if the face is 10-10, I won't care.
If you're pretty, innit? It's universal.
Yeah, like...
On a long-term thing,
you don't really care about back, man. Long-term thing.
Long-term, you don't? You wouldn't?
Yeah.
If she's buff like Glorilla, God.
This guy's a...
That's what you're sick, man.
That thing is beautiful. Just give it a rest, man.
You're watching, babe.
Glorilla, come on the show.
I'll wait for you.
I'll wait for
you. Glorilla, come on the show.
That's a Glorilla.
This guy's a waste, man. But yeah, nah, look. Hey, so another thing, yeah, I want to talk about before we get into the simp, yeah. This is a real girl topic that we're really getting into them today, yeah. Bro, you lot all saw that video. I don't know if this guy see it, but you lot all saw that video. I'm just going to say this and you lot going to know straight away. I've done everything but.
Oh, that's a good one, you know. That's a good topic.
Yeah, you see that, Abby.
Oh, who's this?
I've done everything but.
That is a good one. That's a good topic still.
This is crazy.
Nah, basically, some girl, she's a Christian, isn't it? She's been a Christian for time. And like, she's been into her faith, but she's a virgin.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you see that? Oh, thank God.
30 years old.
And correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't know the story in full, by the way. She's saying that, like, she's done everything but have sex.
That got me so angry. Bro, I swear to you. Do you know why? Because
I'm gonna break it down in just a simple analogy, but carry on.
Bro, listen, yeah. You're coming out to tell us you're a virgin. And you had the mouth to say, I've done everything but. Bro, you know people, you know that's crazy because the things that people are imagining what you've done
is mad. You know,
did you see the she could have been in Dubai, bro.
Bro, did you see the quote tweet?
She could have been in Dubai.
Did you see the things that came out?
She might have been in Dubai. Who knows? She might have been in Dubai, bro.
So you stopped 10 willies.
Bro, I said 10, 100. She could have been bare places.
The thousands.
Bro, me personally.
She could have been bare places.
Me personally, I'd rather a girl, she gets penetrated, bro. No. Listen to me. No, listen. Because if you're giving blows to the man that you've been with, bro, you're giving blows. You're not even getting nothing back. You're not even, like, what's the point? You're still engaging into sexual stuff. And you're just giving them that like, bare willies in your mouth. I'd rather you get piped. Because you're just taking a piss.
Yeah.
Like, who are you trying to fool?
Yeah, fuck, man.
I hear it.
And, like, Lord know what else. Like,
Oof.
What else? You know the other way.
What I'm saying, I can't talk too much in it because I get assassinated. But I've spoken to people before that said obviously all they've done is anal. They've never been in the front.
You're just taking a piss.
So they're still considering themselves virgins.
That's what I'm saying.
Can you imagine,
bro? No. Listen to this, yeah. Madness. Bro, you see,
I'd rather get shot on your chest.
Bro, you see me, bro. Man's a Christian, innit? You know, in the Bible it says, sexually immoral. It's being sexually immoral is still a sin. So you've engaged in sexual acts. Mm. So that means you're playing yourself.
What's the point?
Because she's saying she kept her V. Mm. Why the fuck are you telling us? That don't mean shit. I don't know what gas in that interview.
She just left that.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
So basically, if you're giving blows and you're doing anal, you're still, what's the point?
But the way man were cooking this girl's boo hole, like she held it like that. It's crazy.
I love the way she got cooked, bro. That don't make no sense, bro.
I love the way she got cooked.
Her and that waistband guy as well.
Bro, because being a V is basically, you're seen as pure. You know what I'm saying?
She's been doing other stuff anyway.
Thank you. That's my whole point.
It just defeats the purpose.
If you're gonna be pure, don't indulge in any sexual behavior.
Just think of that. That's
a bitch, man.
Oh, she's out here giving blows. It's mad.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's bad. You know,
how many men has that been?
You will never.
You don't know.
You will never know.
Imagine your girls would be in the headers. Just a header.
That's crazy.
She's spazzing out on the hood. Everyone was just like, you know that you're gonna get some. You in the video. You're gonna get some.
Bro, someone even said,
yeah.
Someone even said, the same mouth she uses to worship the Lord. That's what she was even mad of it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Isn't
it? Microphone mouth.
Damn.
Very bro, true. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's either you're all in or you're all out, bro.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
It's crazy, fam. It's mad out here, though.
It's either you did or you didn't. You can go to 100 trials for Real Madrid. Doesn't mean you played for them. You know what I mean? I was saying,
shake it.
You should have supported me.
If I had the button, you would have been fucking finished.
Yeah. Lucky. Oh yeah, where's that button?
Nah, it's coming back soon, man. But yeah, it's that time, yeah. It's walking on shit, man.
Yeah,
it's that time. It's actually that time. This is.
Oh, he's got a story.
He got it. He Shut definitely up, got it. We're about to take him to court, bro. A man that says they've never simped, you're a fucking liar, man. Our dads have simped. Our dads are still some dads are still simping.
Bro,
Ghanaian guys are the worst.
It's because of all that the hip life and all that. Bro, it's because of all
of
that.
If you listen to the old tunes, they're actually simps, like in their brains, like the way they. If you hear
Euphoria,
KK Fosu.
Oh my god!
Wait,
telling you.
What am I allowing you guys?
Huh?
Yeah, cut, man.
You're funny.
What did he say?
Well done, you
every episode
there.
I have to get a Malawi into it. He's just a waste worker.
Malawi, man. He's a Malawi.
Anyway, man. Yeah, man. It's just that time, man. It's that time. We're about to. We haven't been here in a long time, guys. Yeah.
How is he, Mutman?
Of course.
I heard you're a Mutman still.
What?
You're a Mutman still.
Nah, say it, bro. I'm a girl bad dog can tell me that.
You can say it with chest.
You're a Mutman still.
I'm a Mutman.
Yeah, that's what I heard, though. I don't know.
Nah, bro. You got, bro. It is what it is anyway.
Hey, it's Tesco finest. Yeah. I see Tesco finest. So I give it to him.
Okay.
But
you.
Anyway.
Lim.
No, you also. That's what you don't want to admit. Why are you just telling
you? I know. Why are you acting?
Listen.
No one can tell you anything.
What constitutes a milkman? Let's talk about that first. What makes a milkman?
I gotta backtrack. I like that question.
Yeah. So, what makes a milkman?
Stop using big words, bro. Just man that like white girls. Why are you saying
constitutes? No, what makes. No, no. What I'm trying to say is.
No, but it's a real coon as well. It's a real, because we can say a woman, man, but you can say like, you know, a guy that fucking nigga bitch. No, no, those type of guys. So you can be too.
You
can be bilingual.
Yeah,
or you can be a milkman.
You can chat to anything.
Yeah,
but you can bilingual. If it was just exclusive to one.
Okay.
Oh, no, you chat
to everything.
So you're bilingual. Yeah, yeah, bro.
But international.
Anyway. That's calm.
Yeah, it's calm. But if it's just, there's man that just exclusive.
I know straight
saying,
milk man.
You know man from their trauma, from when they were younger, yeah? There's bare man with their trauma, when they're younger, they're like, bro, I'm not chatting to the sisters. Mm. I'm not chatting to them.
Or one black girl shagged them, so they hate black women.
But what matters is how you finish anyway.
Huh?
What you end with? Where you come home? What comes home is what matters.
What comes home, Lim?
Yeah, we're waiting for you.
Tell us, Lim.
I'll bring it home, Dorian. You man will see.
What, bring it home?
That big talk.
I'll bring it home. I'll bring it home.
Disclose it over here.
Fuck him.
And myself.
Anyway.
All right, cool. Ish. That's how we haven't been here in a long time. Here. We're going into
That's
court.
Crazy,
yeah.
You know.
We're going into court. Is the last sim? Who was the last sim?
It was
Eagle.
It was Eagle, innit?
Yeah. The last sim was legendary. Crazy, yeah. That was mad. Nah, that was a guy that was sleeping with jeans on the bed.
She told him to get up. She told him to get up, innit?
Jeans.
Yeah, bro. Man sleeping in jeans, bro.
She said he didn't want to ruin her bed, so he slept with jeans on the bed. Because he didn't want to ruin the bed. So, man,
I swear she basically, like.
Oi, listen.
She went to. Mama went to go link her.
Yeah.
In, like, some faraway place in uni.
Four. Yeah, he went far.
He slept on her bed.
No, no, he went out with her to the club.
He went to the club.
She started, that was with her, she started grinding with her next man.
Yeah,
and he's like, I'm going home. He went to her, back to hers. And he was like, he was just waiting for her. He was angry waiting for her. And he's like, now I'm going to go to sleep. And then he slept, but he's like, I'm going to keep my jeans.
Nah, you can't wait,
and
man.
Then just cut. She came home from the mall in the AMs.
Yeah, told him to dip.
Sunrise. I said, what are you still doing here?
My friend, she tapped him like that. Get.
Swear down. Get. Yeah, that's a madness, you know.
Yeah. Get.
She said, get your
whip. I would have took something from
her, yeah. And
I would have took like a muffin or something. And some biscuits or something.
You got the ticket.
For the journey, though. It's a long journey.
I would have took TV room.
Bro.
Took something.
Bro.
Exactly. Got, inconvenient.
That was the best thing. I can't lie. He got the ticket in his car as well. When he went back to
work. He
got a ticket. Yeah, he got a parking fine.
Oh, do you know what? That happened to me twice.
And he had to drive back.
Same night, bro.
But at least you probably got something, though. You got something at the door. He never got nothing.
I didn't. I didn't myself. You didn't. Nah, bro.
You see what I'm saying? No man, don't think they can't come into court. Yeah. When there's great stories like this out there. Yeah. Alright, cool. We're going into court. We've been here for a long time. Zero Man is cool. You know how it goes. You know how the game plays. Yeah. It's been a long time, but we're here. We've got Boss as a judge. Marcus, you're gonna be for him. Yeah.
Defense.
You're gonna be defense. And me, no. Me and
you're them the
are trying to trying to get him them years.
Yeah. This is gonna be an easy one.
But before we start,
if you're gonna get me,
judge, it's 2-1.
You got your prison clothes on already.
Yeah. And let me land when I speak, please.
And right, cool. Boss, you got the little intel there, yeah. If he's just checking, go right there and tell the truth.
I'm trying my best.
Ah, right, cool. Ish, I'm gonna tell you the simple. Cool. So you present your story to yourself, how you simped,
I don't think I have, but I'm gonna tell. Cool. We're gonna do this. I'm gonna tell you stories.
I'm gonna tell you stories.
And you're gonna tell me because I don't think I have.
Ah, cool. We're gonna go through each of them, but tell the stories and ask why we deliberate and then we come up with what your year is, how you're gonna serve it. There's man on parole. No, they're not parole. There's man them that
there's
are
lifers.
There's man them, there's lifers in this, you know.
Orange.
They asked for parole. There's man them that will allow. Wait, what was Boss has a couple of years, but the Boss get out. Boss.
No, he got like 30, but he will get out eventually.
You know, I had a couple. I got like 15.
I got about 20.
Lim got.
Have you said anything?
75.
Lim, you might be a lifer.
Mad, you know.
Lim was crazy. He was gonna run away.
No, he was young. He was young.
We reduced the life sentence.
He was a juvenile.
He was going to run away for his wife.
Listen, if it was left to me, you'd have been life out. You'd have been.
You're going
to
do the race.
He was going to do the race.
Fam, I was about to live a life, man. I was about to live a life.
He was going
to
live in Blackburn.
I actually can't believe that, you know. This guy's a joke, man.
Nah, cool. So, man, we've got. We've all been convicted. So, you can't even try and come in and act up.
I'll tell you some stories.
Ah, cool. Present. Marcus, bring him into court. Marcus, bring him.
Ish, you've been summoned to court. The streets are calling you a simp, but we've given you the chance to defend yourself. But first, for me to defend you, lay your...
No, Marcus, what suit are you wearing?
Huh?
Where'd you get your suit?
I got a fresh suit this time.
Where'd you get it from?
I got it from Green Lanes. It's a silk suit from Green Lanes. Silk tie.
Bro,
as well.
That means you're really on it to defend it today, you know?
And I got the black and white shoes as well.
Bro, you got your suit from Asda.
The Smooth Criminal.
Yeah.
You know the Smooth Criminal shoes? I got that on as well. Yeah. I'm serious
pay
today.
The big money, you know? Pay the big money. Today I got big money today.
Yeah. Pay the big money today. Today. Nah, don't fuck about.
I got a H&M suit. I can't lie. I'm not really like.
You see, on it.
I'm on it. But I got a H&M. I just put it on.
All right, cool.
What are you doing? I got the Primo. You know Cedarwood State?
Anyway,
you don't know about Cedarwood State?
No, man, no.
Oh, you don't know.
No, I'm a real nigga. I know.
Cedarwood State.
You know.
I know what that is.
Yeah, come on, man.
You know
what that is? Cedarwood State.
Everyone's going to see it. They'll tell you they know what that is.
Bro, I don't know what that is.
You know what that is, yeah?
I don't know what it is.
You don't know what that is?
Nah.
You know what that is? You don't know what that is?
Nah.
Wait, say that again?
What is it?
Cedarwood State or Cedarwood State.
What is it?
It's Primark.
Primani.
What? No, that's their brand of clothes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay. All right, cool, yeah.
Yeah, no.
I got H&M on car.
Yeah.
All right, this is easy.
I got a random boutique in
Green Lanes.
Random one.
Hey.
Yeah, so mine might even be worse than Cedarwood, but we'll see how it goes.
It should be some good quality.
You got you know, he has bare papers. Your guy is a mess.
It's under my elbow.
You're looking a bit.
Relax.
He's tired, bare spam.
I got this.
That's right.
I got this.
Put all your cards on the table.
You could have went next or something. Like,
nah,
you could have been.
When I win bigger cases, I'll go next. I'm at Atlanta. So,
right, bring it
in. Yo, let's give us the table, man.
Your simp story that you feel like
I'm gonna. Let me tell you how I met this girl. Yeah.
I think I was in. Listen, yeah.
I'm not gonna tell you the place I was in.
Alright, cool. You out.
I was in a bar.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. I was in a bar.
Yeah.
I think I was in the Mandem. I think I was in the Mandem that day. Boy cons.
Shout out.
Yeah. Do you know what? I didn't see her till the end of the night.
Cool.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Cool.
I was on.
Don't start, man.
I didn't see her till the end of the night.
I was on one side.
I think I was like, I must have been like where the DJ and that was.
Cool.
That's where it was popping. Yeah.
Judge, wait. All I'm gonna say is already signed. I hope you're taking this in.
She was on the next side.
The judge, why he's.
She was on the next side with all the seats and all that.
Was she?
What's that?
Milk.
Oh, milk. Yeah, she's
Take that into consideration.
She might be Polish.
Jesus. Go ahead, carry on.
She might be Polish, you know?
Carry on.
She might be Polish.
Yeah.
What's funny about that?
Why are you laughing?
It's him.
What's funny about that?
It's him. Carry on, man. Why you see the loser's name?
I
don't know why he said that, but go
ahead. I don't know why Polish girls chill. That's why I'm trying to say something. Why are you dying for? What's wrong with these youths, fam? Carry on.
Anyway. Bar's done. Everyone's outside. We're booling off. Everyone's doing whatever. I see her. She's walking off. So I just done a little jog.
You jogged, okay.
As you do. Done a little jog over. Man, just chatted to her. Literally got a snap and that. Insta. She cut. Next, following day, shout at her. I think we linked up that same week. Sorry, no. Start again. Because that was on a Saturday. So the next week now, I've linked her. This was after work, so it was a Sunday. Cut out. I went to her, she's from North. Went to go grab her from her yard. Went all over. This is the first of two stories, by the way.
Let me ask a question just quickly.
Okay.
So you met her, you went a couple places, not one. Yeah.
You're
just cruising, innit?
No. Shut up, man.
Wait, you're cruising.
Yo, we went to a few places still.
Tarshish was one of them. Tarshish was one of them.
The same day.
He's trying to score points.
He said the same day. You didn't say the same day.
No, I went a couple of places in the same day.
The fight hasn't started, bro.
Alright, cool, go.
No, it's cool.
No. I'm not in it.
Alright, cool.
I picked her up. Where do we go first? We're at Shoreditch.
Cool.
So it was in Shoreditch.
That's one.
Doing little activities.
Mini golf, come on.
Drinks, whatnot. Vibe was good, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a lit guy, innit?
Yeah, come on.
So,
porn star martini, come on.
Vibe was good. She's like, cool, I'm hungry. So, you trying to eat something. She talked about some restaurant in where is it? I think it was in Oxford Circus somewhere.
Shoreditch to Oxford Circus.
So, man's doing journeys.
So, wait, you drove from Shoreditch to Oxford Circus.
Let me tell you, Shoreditch is a nightmare to parking. So, I've come back to my car. There's the first ticket. So she's looked at me like, oh, I didn't know you can't park here. Obviously.
Oh, of course she would.
It's carving it. I'm not going to say anything. It's a ticket. I just got to take it. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So man's driving now. It's a bit of a drive, but yeah, Shoreditch.
Made it.
Made it.
Come on. God's grace.
ate more drinks, food, whatnot. Come back out, another ticket on my car. So I'm like, cool. Now, I'm mad at it, car. I'm like, oh, is what it is. But that's that was the first day. Following week, I linked her again now. So this has been the same week, same month, just the next week.
Yeah.
Linked her, went all over, went to eat, Camden, and where did we go? Went Westfield, bit of activities, drinks, whatnot. After that, she's saying, GC, the toilet.
Okay.
So obviously I'm driving back through the ends, because we're going to the same bar where I met her, going to the same bar, innit?
Yeah.
I'm driving back through the ends, gone to my yard quickly. Whatnot. Cut out, gone to this bar now. Now in the bar, yeah. I'm with my boys.
Where? Where's the bar?
It's in Ealing. So I've I've done all the journeys. So I'm from Wood Green to I'm not gonna say where she's from, somewhere in North. Yeah.
Same area.
From there. No, but it's
Ealing to North is long.
How many minutes?
No, let me break it down.
About, it was about 20 minutes. 15 minutes. About 20 minutes. 15. From there to Camden, long drive.
Yeah.
That's a journey.
Yeah. From Camden to Bush, Westfield. It's all right.
Bush,
that's not stopped in Bridge.
Okay.
Yeah. From Bridge went to Ealing. Then from Ealing.
See, it's not for Bridge.
Go back to North. Obviously, I've had to drop it home now. So the mileage is mad right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stop and get petrol. Now I'm saying, yo.
Two tickets.
This lifestyle's a bit. This lash has a bit, Carl.
Yeah. He took us to the bar, go on.
But anyway, imagine the bar. Now, she's dressed cool in it. So, for what we're doing, for the day we've had, she's dressed all right, innit? Yeah. She's dressed all right.
Poland kit.
But she's trying to go libertine now. Because obviously, I've seen my boys in there.
Huh?
Bro, there you go. I must have shared a Lewandowski kit.
Bro, so I've seen my boys in the bar. They're saying, oh, Ish, what you want? We might go libertine. So she's overheard that now.
Oof.
She's like, oh yeah. Her
eyes are lit.
She's like, yeah, you know that. Eyes lit up. Oh my God, they're going to
see you. I can go.
No.
Oh, this is angering me still.
I ain't going to live with her. Car.
Yeah.
I ain't going to live with no girl.
Exactly.
I'm going to live
you
to try
to get there on your watch. Exactly.
So I ain't trying to go in there with her. Bro, what she was wearing, I'm trying to tell her, yo, you ain't dressed for libs, bro. So, oh, don't worry. No, I said it how it is because I'm a real guy, bro. She's not dressed for it. The weather was nice, isn't it? She has on some nice flip flops. Don't get me wrong, they're nice, isn't it?
Nice flip flops.
You know the Brazil's flip.
No, they're nice. Toes down, everything was nice, isn't it?
Nice flip flops.
But she's trying to go libs like that. I'm saying. Nah, bro. Like, it's not gonna run. You're not gonna get in, bro. You're not. But she's saying, oh, don't worry. I know these people on the door and the bouncer.
She knows the doorman.
Oh. I'm telling her, I hear that. But I know them. And you ain't getting in. You're not getting in, bro. Not with what you're wearing.
Yeah.
So from that, I said that to her, she knew we ain't going libs. So her whole mood's changed now.
Yeah.
So now, I kind of fucked up myself. Cause I ain't taking libs.
You didn't.
I ain't taking libs. I'm not taking the libs, bro. You're not going libs. If I'm going libs, I'm going with my boys. I'm going.
All right, cool. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Stare angry. Not trying to talk to man. Like. Attitude. I'm saying, yo, can we cut, car? I'm not about to sit in this bar.
Yeah.
And you're not chatting to me. That ain't happening. Innit? But I ain't a dickhead. She's from far, innit? She's from far.
Yeah.
I couldn't leave Red Ealing. So I dropped her yard. When I mean, this girl was mad.
She's lucky.
No way. Got out of the car.
Yeah.
Cut out. I said, cool, say nothing.
She didn't say nothing to you?
It's nothing to me, broski.
Dumb bitch.
Nothing to me, broski. Gone to my yard. I'm thinking, cool. Let me let her breathe. Tomorrow I'm going to hit her up.
Oh, no.
Got up in the morning.
Come back.
Blocked.
Come back.
With that ass. I knew it.
You know how much money I spent that day?
Say the soul.
Yeah. Alright, cool. In that 2 week period where I linked her, do you know how much I spent?
Yeah.
Like 4 or 5 bills, bro. Blocked after second week.
It's because you wouldn't take her
dumb after libs. Wait,
we're coming.
Libs, you know.
That's story number one.
Bro, I hear me. Listen, I've been libs, yeah? Bro, there's been times that I don't even get in sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'm dressed up. So I know what it's like, bro. So I'm telling her, she's in like, bro, she's not, she's trying to convince me that she's going to get into this place. I'm telling her, broski, Just chill out. I ain't taking you nibs, bro. Because I'm going to get in there.
Yeah, that's what
you're going to be with me in there. You're going to be with me in there. I'm going to be looking at things in dresses, bro.
Yeah. And she's wearing dungarees.
You ain't dressed. You ain't dressed. And I ain't trying to get hit up from no one.
What was she wearing? What was she wearing?
She said flip flops.
No, like clothing. Don't get me wrong. She was dressed it. She had like
Combat.
Some nice cargoes on a nice little crop top. It was nice. She looked cute. I'm gonna sit here and cap. She looked nice.
Dressed like 2 minutes.
But talking about cargo. You ain't going libs like that, bro. You ain't going libs because I can go home and get changed. Yeah, that's on the way for me, bro.
She's far. Yeah.
You're from where you're from. I ain't taking you home and then back to libs. If I take you home, I'm cutting, bro.
Yeah.
Like literally, bro. Yeah. But. Block me, bro. Hit her up. try to pay a number. Yeah. You know you don't deliver.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You know you don't deliver. You don't deliver, but block me. Cool. Go into Insta. Scene. Blocked. Gone. I said, oh, user not found. Snap. Because of this. Card it, take it to libertine, bro.
That's crazy. She's like tapped.
That's why I built.
That's calm.
Girls like that, me just tapped. Just
that's not bad.
Block me out.
That's not bad.
I told you that. I don't sim.
What's
I don't
the second
sim,
story, though?
You got another one.
I don't sim, girl.
You know the one I want to hear. Just say it.
What do you want to hear?
Right, bro, on. Just say the one, man. Just I don't know why you asked. Just say the one.
Give him a little hint, innit?
Let's say
I don't even know which one it is. I don't know.
Do you know what? There's a technicality here, man. He's not telling a simp story.
I'm not telling a simp story.
Yeah,
I know what he's doing.
You know this one. He done like the. Like, I still come out like,
But I did. That's the story, bro. That's that story.
No, no, no.
What story do you want to hear?
I'm here for
the story.
My man's got more.
Ish, you like to go. You might have born like loved her when she drives you crazy, fam. You never gone through heartbreak yet?
Heart been broke.
Let me drink.
There's something there.
Do you know what? I wouldn't even say anything. Man, if I'm honest with you,
this guy's a politician. This guy's
because I ain't him.
No, because just the way, yeah. You know when they take tattoos, he's a politician. You know that trick was a tactic. This guy thinks he's like Radio One.
This guy should go on a story.
Yeah, God.
I ain't seen before. And that's what it is. Listen to me though. I'm gonna tell you a story. Yeah.
Yeah.
This thing I was seeing.
Yeah.
Mm? No, it's gonna look like I have a type, but it's not. This thing was published as well. Yeah. But listen to me, bro. Say, Jack, why are you making? Why are you making that?
I didn't say nothing.
Listen to me. Yeah.
Say Jagioka.
Yeah. So obviously, I've been chatting to this thing. It's a long time. It's been like 8-9 months.
Nah, I was gonna say 8 years. Was it 8 months?
No, remember that. It's been like a year.
Yeah,
like a year in it. But she's trying to tie me down. You can't tie me down.
Get me angry, man.
I ain't on it. In it, like she not wants like that. That's not. It's not gonna run like
she
that.
Wants Jaden,
but and this is where I said before. It's alright in it. So she had her own yard, but I was living there, bro. Like I was living.
Did
there.
You say that again? I want to hear that one.
I was living there.
Yeah, clothes there and everything.
Yeah, I was living there.
Okay.
I was living there.
Situation.
I'm lit. With my PlayStation round. I was lit, bro. I was lit over there. But yeah, bro, she was cool. Getting into it. Then she tried hit me with the. You know, we have the serious convo. We need to talk. Yeah. I said, bro, this ain't happening.
To pound bags.
It's not. It's can't. It's never gonna materialize into anything, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yo, sex was fire. So I'm just trying to egg it along.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep hitting it, bro. Like, just trying to keep hitting it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep hitting it. Got to a point.
Shout out to you.
Got to a point. Yeah, cool. She blocked me on everything as well. All these things keep blocking me. I don't know
but
why.
What happened is just you didn't want to have to chat.
Yeah, blocked me. Okay. But cool. 2 weeks down the line, 3 weeks down the line.
Yeah.
She's now into girls.
No, explain it. She's in a full blown.
That's just heartbreak, though. That's them heartbreak lesbians.
Do you want to hear something? I'm mad as well. She's getting married.
To the girl.
That's mad.
Yeah, big up their union, man.
No, we need to dissect this. That's mad. This guy's going to have a thing for 8 months. Yeah, him.
Yeah. That was the we need to talk thing.
The we need to talk thing was.
You triggered the whole marriage.
I have a pattern.
Yeah, yeah. I'm leaving you for this.
Lock it off.
You was the last.
And then
she went to
females.
Yeah, that you was the last defense. You was the last defense. You let men down. You just said
so wait. You trying to say you love this girl?
Nah.
You was in a good situation. No.
Nah.
Yeah.
You was just enjoying the time.
Yeah, you're
just
enjoying, man. Enjoying vibes was immaculate, broski. Yeah.
Like it's not. Vibes was immaculate. It's never yours. It's your turn.
So you're saying you never and the girl's never broken your heart.
I'm trying to think. Nah, broski.
Is there a girl you didn't get that you wanted proper?
Oh, there was one.
Yeah.
There was one.
Yeah.
Can't even say it. This,
that's when you start simping though, because you want it.
This one, that's true, that's true. This one was my girlfriend in high school. Oh. You know, cause I lie. Cause I lie. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. See this one here? See this one here?
Yeah.
Bro, she was Persian. Bro.
This guy's just exotic fam.
Currently. Hear me? Yeah. This one, if you see her now. Like,
proper.
Proper. Yeah. Proper. I can't. That's the maddest thing. Can I, cause? I can't lie.
Are you blocked again?
No, not even blocked. Man, they were cool. We're
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
But the socials, I'll never find it, bro.
Oh, she's just
she's hidden. She's a ghost, bro. Okay. She's a ghost.
Oh,
hidden.
See, can't find her.
But I don't even have a number now, bro. I swear down. Okay. Broski, see this one here? Yeah, she caught me anyway.
This guy, he thinks we can't do this here, but he doesn't know that we're experts. No, say this.
I just told you.
You think we can't do this, but we're gonna get you. Let's go back to that first one, yeah, where he took the girl. Like, you have you not watched the show Nollywood, Taxi Driver? Yeah,
Nollywood.
You know, taxi driver.
Old school taxi driver.
This guy, that was that waste, man. This whole trip, man. You know, you got a YouTube, bro. You got Master Richard as well. This guy was doing everything to get his five star ratings for that trip, and that gets him a simp rating of five stars. That's what you get, Sal. Why? This guy, no, you don't talk in this one.
I'm gonna pour it. I'm telling him to shut the fuck up. This guy, we're getting with this. No, because he thinks he's done. We're staying on this one.
We're gonna get him. So this guy, yeah. Lim, calculate how much you hear, how,
no
you
that was much? A that was a long time bro that you spent like on your excursions.
What, 2 weeks?
Broski.
No, the Polish girl.
Well, what's the time frame? Was it 2 weeks? He said
it was a 2 week two time frame.
Ah, that's it. Just give it
3 weeks.
Three weeks, and he spent £1,000.
And she rinsed my money.
Did you meet? Of course you did.
Yes! We're going. What's still going? What's still going?
And that five bills, I don't think included.
It's four bills. Bro.
What's still four bills? No, it's £1,000. It's £1,000. It's £1,000.
It don't include the pay. It don't include pay.
Six bills because remember you got two. Yeah, it's £1,000.
Yeah, it don't include. It don't include.
Let me tell you. You got two tickets.
It ran up. He forgot to pay them.
Oh, Lord.
I'll defend this guy. Carry on.
This guy was there. He racked up tickets. It went up. It's not even £1,000. I'm hearing that 1,002 now. Yeah. He's there just driving.
Why you sweat. Got so far?
It was summer as well.
Leave them. Don't worry.
It was summer as well. Yeah, he's hot. Wrong. This guy's driving. Driving around. Just tired. Driving.
Mileage. I got a bad knee, bro. Mileage.
His leg hurts.
Mileage.
They're pressing the gas. Just going. Stopping this place.
I got a bad knee, bro.
Bro, he's there buying drinks. You didn't calculate the drinks as well. He's there buying drinks.
Drinks.
It's petty.
No,
don't ask him no questions. No,
but he needs to know.
Yeah. Guy, what do you want to know?
No, he asked me a question.
In the bar, the drinks are good, man.
Come.
It was happy hour. Two for ten. Two for ten. They're buying drinks. Trying to get. You know what? You know, guys like him, where they're trying to like get in that mood. What mood did happen? She went home every night in that few weeks.
You know,
Wait, stop talking. Can you tell me to be quiet?
Sorry.
Every night he went home by himself. In that few weeks. What came out of that?
Yeah,
he spent over a bag something for nothing. And then after she had the cheek to look at him like, let's go Libertine with her flip flops, with her Lewandowski shirt.
Lewandowski shirt.
She's like, let's go Libertine. And then she had the attitude. Yeah. After three weeks of gratitude.
I can't lie, she's actually a bitch.
We'll get her after all that. This is grade A simping. This is the guys, look. So now, listen, let me break it down. He goes, so he done that for her, yeah?
Yeah.
Now next man's trying to chat to her, yeah?
Yeah.
And she's like, this waste man didn't get no pee, yeah?
Nope. Next man's going to probably...
This man, the pee, one guy just told her, hey, come to my yard, man.
That's life, though.
And slammed it out. That same night, no drinks, no driving.
That's life.
She slammed it out.
He
took the flip phone, dashed it to the side.
That's life.
Legs were for shoulder. And this guy talking about, I drove around. Get the fuck out of here. Liv, get more. Liv, you're to get it again. Get it, man. Hurry up, man.
You dropped everything, man. I don't know how to get this guy.
Lim cut, man. Let me defend.
Yeah, you go and defend your guy,
this
man.
This guy, no, I'm defend your guy. This ain't my close. This is my starting argument. This is my starting. We've got two.
They can't get me.
I'm gonna go again.
She wants to go
so after he goes, I'll go again.
Call him by herself and then close. She's gonna get
it. Let your judge. Let your lawyer.
Sorry, sorry, cool, sorry, cool. Sorry, yeah, nah, I paid
so
the big
mama's linked a girl. He liked her.
Yeah.
He's taken her on a date. During that date, he's received a fine for where you parked twice, right?
Two.
That's a is a mistake. Oh, you can is a mistake. That's what it was.
No.
How can you charge it? Did he know he's gonna get a ticket?
Yeah, of course. If you're going to park in Fifth and Shoreditch,
it's tricky. He might have thought that he twanged it and he found the spot.
And do you know about the thing is, yeah?
Yeah.
Nah, he knows.
You see the I got the second ticket in Oxford Circus, yeah.
Yeah. Well, come on, man.
Wait.
Let me go.
One more thing.
Let me see.
The pubs. You see, man, is mine, judge. For the pubs, man's parking Oxford Street. You're mad.
No, listen to me. No,
congestion charge.
No. It was after hours.
You're so moving like you parked in front of nighttime. It was after hours. Relax, bro.
Man, yeah, it was after hours. So man was it. But yeah. Hear me, innit? The maddest thing about that ticket is, that second ticket is, yeah? The spot in front of me
was free.
That's where I could have parked.
Jesus Christ.
It's a mistake.
So and that's why I lost my head, bro. No,
that's how the flip-flops hadn't gone. Listen, bro, the fuck is right there? He said, fuck it.
Tell him,
bro. I'm just saying.
She's seen me lose my head.
Exactly.
I'll be back.
She's seen
me lose my head. Wait, what was it about her that you like? Did she have cheeks or boobs?
I'm not gonna lie to you, yeah?
I must say, did she have cheeks or boobs?
Wait.
She's leng, bro. She's leng.
What part of her is leng?
Face is leng, yeah? Her body, yeah.
Says you.
It's nice, but her face.
You know, they got. She had titties on her. So.
Yeah. Okay,
but
he saw.
She was
listen,
nice. She was leng.
See that video? You know when you see something, you get confused, like Nash, or you see breasts, and you can't think properly. He's parking at Oxford Circus. Is that a normal way of thinking?
So should I say your client sapped? That's what I'm saying, my guy.
No, he was confused at the time.
I was dazed.
He was dazed. It was just a moment of thinking.
I was under a trance.
This is just 3 weeks of sleeping. And he spent how much? What, 450, bro.
A lot of money.
Man, simp for 3 weeks.
But guys will go with a girl for one day to Sexy Fish.
Yep.
And spend about six, 7 bills on food.
Everywhere.
At least he's Hakasan. Done a bit of cross country with the whips.
I've seen
you know
them,
what I mean?
Bro.
No.
What do you mean,
Lim,
no?
Why are you comparing it to them?
Lim, I know you're in Hakasan one day.
No.
Hakasan,
not, this is about you today.
You have, anyway. He's just made a couple, it's a series of mistakes because he saw something that he wanted. Everyone's done it before. Is this worth sentencing? Is it? Think about it. It's not worth it.
It's not, guys. Trust me.
You've seen chicks before and lost your mind. That's... Everyone's done it.
Nah, man.
He was doing so hard. He couldn't even think clearly.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Are you done? Is that your closing?
I'm done. It's not my closing.
No, it's not your closing. Yeah, so is it my closing?
Your closing then.
It's our closing, yeah. Now go, Lim, you start first. Go.
Bro, he was simping so hard. He's not thinking clearly. How can you park in the wrong space, bro?
Oi.
A man parked.
Because of flip flops.
No. Man was drinking though, innit?
A man parked.
No, the first place we went to, drinks were flowing.
How did you manage to get all the way there to just park one?
Don't interact with them. Just say your piece. Tell them to shut up when they're talking. Look, yeah, a man parked in front of Night Town, yeah, for this thing.
He's added tax.
He parked in front of Night Town, yeah, just because of this thing. Marcus, hold that. Because this thing, this guy's head was. This is what a simp. This is how a simp thinks. This is how simp thinks.
That's how you know.
They said, he just like, park the car, let's go. Let me see if I can like get you in that thing and then you'll be like, let's go home and fuck. Yeah, but no,
listen,
that his head was gone that much. £1,000 tickets. Respect. You know how he said, yeah?
Oh, you say bare different
things. He racked up a K.
His head was gone so much, yeah? His head was gone so much, yeah, that he took us to all these places, yeah? Oh, you know, maybe lose it, man.
These spots were nice as well. I'm not even going to disclose.
That's what I'm saying. And then you're not thinking it's cheap. You're not thinking it's cheap.
Yo, these spots were good. If I tell you these spots,
you're trying to impress. He's trying to impress.
Bro, nice, though.
All you got out of a girl, you're going to take her to some regular spot. You're not lying, bro.
Marcus,
you're going to take her.
My final argument.
You're going to take her somewhere with green, bro.
All right, cool. Look, my final argument is, yeah, he took her all these places, driving for 3 weeks, yeah. Taxi driver, Uber,
he didn't get five stars. That's crazy.
And the next man just said, bring your flip flops here.
He's adding taxi.
He said, bring it here. Wait. And she took the bus or train.
Nah, she drives.
And the next man just.
Yeah, nah.
Is he. Oh! Thank you.
What?
beg you.
What, because she drive?
No, you're a dickhead. Yeah,
why?
Bro, why? In that them 3 weeks, yeah.
To drive to the date. What are you talking about?
In them 3 weeks, yeah, of him, happening? Of him, she saw the tickets. In her eyes, she saw him go 2 tickets. So he's his bread is hot. Yeah. Bro, yeah. Do you know what? She didn't go. Wait, you know, they can stop talking. She didn't, to my final argument. You can talk after. In that, one day, she didn't go, look, you know what? I'll drive that day, man. I'll drive.
Nah, bro.
I saw you hold two. That's a sign of a good girl.
She didn't consider you.
And he didn't even need her to drive.
That's she didn't consider.
I needed to drive.
No. It's not about. It's not about you saying you don't want her to drive. Yes, it's about her saying. It's about the fault.
She said she didn't consider you.
She said, but you got to remember. I'm linking her.
Look. She said, go.
Looking after work.
No. Shut up. She said, go get that crew free. Go get. Get ready.
Nah.
Let me get in there, man.
That's dead. I'm linking her after work.
Nah,
I'm linking her after work.
That's what I'm saying, Judge.
She lives in North. I'm linking her after work.
I think it should really be harsh on this sentence because he tried it.
Judge,
that's why, and that's my final argument. Thank I think you. It should be hard because he tried it.
Judge,
he wasted your time. No, he wasted your time.
Nah.
That's what I'm gonna say. No, guys, as soon as
trip to Ealing, you should have got some money, Ealing, man. That's what I'm saying.
Not even a little bit.
Make way for Noddy.
Ah, cool.
What I'm saying, like,
let's get this guy. Judge,
wait. You see when you're driving,
come on, man,
and you stopped at your yard. Did she come upstairs or did she?
Nah, fucking hell.
Look. All I said, Judge. Judge.
Kill me, you know?
No. I'm just double checking.
We got wives and kids. Let's wrap this up.
Listen.
Life. Let's go, man.
That point that he's come to say about, oh, some guy with a texter, everybody here has grafted for a girl and not got her, and the guy's just clicked his fingers and smashed. Every guy has, whether you like to admit it or not, whether it hurts your pride or not. Every girl has a guy.
Yeah, it's you in your school shirt, man.
Fact.
Click my fingers and I love it me. Then he'll go. She'll go off to him. This guy saw a painting. He tried to impress her. It backfired.
That's still not validated yet,
this is parole. He just deserved parole. Am I lying? He moved mad. He got fined for it. God punished him with tickets twice.
How can you make a mistake for 3 weeks?
Three occasions. The 3 weeks thing is the only thing that's.
No, when he says 3 weeks, he met her.
Have you made a mistake for three weeks, Martin?
No, wait.
Have you made a mistake for 3 weeks?
Not consecutive. But I'm saying, you can't say that. You saw her 3 times, innit? In that 3 weeks.
It went wrong, you've done it again. It went wrong, you've done it again.
Nah, cool. But cool.
Week after week.
First time I met her.
Yeah. That's the first time.
You can't count that.
You can't count that. You just saw her.
Cool.
Second time you're trying to impress.
Second time? And then what's the third time?
Wait.
Second time. I'm trying to have a good time, innit?
Third time's the cup final.
You lost
the penalties.
Third time is not cup final, bro.
Judge, this is parole.
Because
the way you lot are thinking is... How did you get to a final? You get shaggy.
Quarter, semi-final.
What you're basically saying is... So what you're basically saying to me is I should have took her lips.
No.
Exactly. You exactly. Where was that? He cut it before he got too far.
You know,
yeah, bro. Because she would have got into lips.
She ended this.
He could have fought for. Listen.
She cut it. Can't walk on the next day.
My guy.
I was good. I was always to be seen.
No.
I've done bare. Oh no.
She would have fought. A simple fought for her to get into lips. You know that. Simple to fought her case, and when she got in, she would have gone to another table.
That's the only good thing he done.
Thank you, bro. I said no, it's not done.
I ain't doing that, bro.
You heard our cases. What are you giving this guy?
He cut it before he went.
I don't think this should be a harsh thing, man. Because it didn't really go on for that long. Three weeks,
bro. Cut it. Thank you.
No, you ever heard the sense? What are you giving it?
It can't. Yeah,
that's right. I take it.
Judge, all I'm saying,
it should be at least like. 10 years D5.
Nah. You should give me probation.
D5, bro.
We'll take that. I'll take that.
Two and a half.
Two and a half inside, and then house arrested. I'll take that. I can run that.
10 years D5. You come out on good behavior, man.
Come on, man. 6 months.
But you know why?
He did, was the fact that it was.
He carried it on, yeah.
You didn't beat, She's the one that had the last laugh by blocking you.
Yeah.
That's why you had to go in the slammer, bro. That's the only reason.
I'll say that, though. That is the only reason, fam.
This still guy's bad vibes.
When he comes out, he wants to see his.
I just had to fight my fight, man.
You trying to put me on death row,
bro. I didn't want death row. I wanted at least 15 years. So 10, I'll take it.
How harsh is that?
And when you come out, you're still on license. You need to be watched for a year.
Nah, bro.
But she's such a bitch, though. I can't believe that.
And that was him cool.
Bro, she was cold. Dropped her for a gaff.
Yeah, that
she
was,
didn't even say nothing to him.
That was cool. Hey, that was Sim Court, man. Yeah. Hey, shout out to Ish for coming through on Sim Court, man. Being a good sport, man.
That was legendary.
Hey, he'll definitely be back. This guy's definitely coming back. We're going to see this guy
again.
He's going to
have more stories.
Because he has to come and tell the other stories.
We're going to get you again.
I'm meaning to come through. I'm going to come again. Don't worry, man.
Come on, man. Hey, make sure you subscribe and watch us on all socials. And just keep following the page. More bangers dropping out soon. Something might be dropping on the Saturday night. We'll get back with more information on that, but it's your boy Dills. Got Marcus, got Ish, got Bolts. Hey, love, peace, safe, man.
Shout out, guns. Love.